Right, good evening. Good to see y'all this evening. Brother Matt, he asked me to do this back during the week, and so I don't have a lot tonight. He told me I didn't have the full allotted time. He said there was something like food to eat and football on or something, and hurry up or something. He says I say that to him all the time, but I don't remember that. But anyway, just a few thoughts tonight, stuff that's been kind of on my heart, my mind here lately. And this was kind of going to be a sermon. It wasn't, it is, it ain't. And so I kind of picked some high spots out of it. But the title was Growing, But Are We Maturing? And a few thoughts I just want to bring to mind tonight is for us as churchgoers, as Christians, as believers, is that we be very careful as we grow. As we grow, we're growing. I don't know if you noticed or not, but we're growing around here. And that's great, and that's wonderful, and that's what I believe the Lord is intended for us to do. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, and Brother Matt will back me up on this, we can fill this place with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And we can build a new church, and we can pack that thing full, but I promise you, if we're not growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and drawing nearer and nearer to Him as Christians, as individual believers, then what are we doing? We're just a big church. All right? You understand me tonight? And so 2 Peter 3 tells us there in verse 18 to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is not referring to the physical growth like we might see from a plant, but rather referring to our spiritual growth. And that's where I want to kind of hit home tonight. And just encourage us as we grow in number, as we grow in body, that we don't forget that we're to come and to study and to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. The last thing that we ever want to do is be known as just a big church, right? You understand me tonight? The last thing that we want to do is to just be known as a place together. But we need to be the type of people that when someone stands before you, when this pulpit's filled, I don't care if it's me, if it's Matt, we need to be the types of people that we know the truth and we rightly divide it, and that we never, never, ever be steered in a direction that not only God wouldn't want us to go, but this church that was founded, they would never want us to go. And so it's just so critical as we grow, as we continue to grow, that we bring others along. We can't all stay babes forever. It's so vitally important. Now, I don't know about you, but we're a church we're starting to get it. We're starting to get it because the reason I know that is because 2 or 3 years ago, it had been the same 4 people doing everything we're doing today, right now. I promise you. I've been there and I've done that. And I can honestly say today that we're bringing others along. We've got to continue to plug and to place people. And we must grow. 2 Corinthians 9:10 says we grow because God gives. We must partner with God in His kingdom's word. It's important for us to be rightly dividing the word every day, every night. It's so important, guys. It's so important for us elders. You know, I look out here today and the elders, it's changed. It's changed. I never thought in a million years, 20 years ago, I'd be an elder in this church. I'm just being honest with you. Never thought it. And so we're limited. Our numbers are dwindling when it comes to elders. I look up and, you know, the ones that I've always leaned on, the ones we've always pushed back on, they're not here anymore. And so I challenge my fellow elders. I challenge my pastor tonight. But I challenge every member here tonight that we continue to partner and that we continue to be engulfed in God's word and what it means to us. That means a church of 250, we ought to have 150 in Sunday school. We ought to be seeking and looking and burning. The desire ought to be there for us to want to know more about God's word and what He's got in store for us. You know, we talk about doing God's will. We talk about wanting to align everything and be in the right frame of mind. We talked about that this morning and how we see in one story, David, every time that he was out of alignment with God, bad things happened. And so it's ever more the reason for us to continue to mature. We're going to grow. It's just happening. But We can't fall short. Romans 12 and 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world. The one way, the only way. Listen to me tonight. If you don't hear anything else, hear this. The only way we have a chance to not be conformed to this world is by drawing nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer to God's word. It's the way you live your life. It's the things you talk about. It's the things you see, the things you do. They all are vital. And you know, the thing I want us to hit here is spiritual growth is living more like Jesus. God wants you, he wants I, to look and act like Jesus every day. You know, Matt hit it right on the head this morning with the way we love and loving our enemies. And when you get that one figured out, you're getting there. You're getting there. But Jesus wants us to look and act like him, and that's all part of it. You can't love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That doesn't look like Jesus. That doesn't look like the example that he set for us. We must know this. We must know this. God wants all of us to grow. Maturity is one of his purposes for our lives. In fact, Hebrews 6:1 tells us, let us press on to maturity. Let us press on. We all, everyone in here, from all the way in the back, from you guys right here, we must continue to mature, some quicker than others. You got to mature. You got to do it quick. And that's our job as Christians, as building. You know, we want to build a firm, a foundational church. And it's going to take more than one guy knowing scripture, one guy knowing Bible verses, one guy teaching. And I'm not trying to pick on you tonight, but it's so vitally important we continue to draw to God's word as we get bigger. The bigger we get, the bigger we want our emphasis to get on the gospel. On the gospel. Each and every one of us in here, we need to know scripture front to back, back to front. And there are plenty of people. I mean, Matt can attest to this. There's guys in here that'll forget more than we'll ever know about the Bible. I've met a few of them. I've seen a few of them. That's not the point. The point is to be in it, to be present, in his word every day and be inspired by it. And I'll leave you with this tonight, and I'm almost done. Galatians 2 and 20. If you want to, you can turn over there. If not, I'll get there in just a second, maybe. I tell you how to do this. I love this. Galatians 2 and 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We have to be crucified. We have to be crucified to self. We have to take up our cross daily and draw near and be present in the Word of God. The only way that we're going to grow, the only way that this church is going to grow and mature is by the people inside of it growing and maturing and pushing one another. Iron sharpeneth iron. Does us no good if we allow one another to slack. We allow one another to miss Bible studies, to miss ladies' Bible study retreats, Sunday school. You know, you think of all these things that go on in a church. You miss a ministry or you miss a meeting. And that's all, you know, we miss things from time to time. But being slack is not missing from time to time. And the one thing that I think many of us, if we're honest with ourselves, one thing we slack the most is how much time we spend in God's Word. I'll say it again and leave you with this. Study to show thyself approved. And lastly, be crucified. You have to wake up every day and crucify yourself, or you'll never stick to drawing near and studying God's word. Crucify yourself daily and take up his cross. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your many, many blessings. We thank you for the wonderful service this morning. We're thankful for the word that we heard. And Father, we just pray that we continue to grow in your grace and your knowledge, that we continue to love like only you love. You showed us that greatest example of love when you went to the cross for each and every one of us in this room tonight, for the whole world, in fact. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for all you do for us. We're thankful for the bountiful, just the abundance of blessing you've poured upon us, Father. Help us to always, always strive to bring honor and glory to you in all that we do and say, and especially now as we enter into our business meeting. Just help us to be efficient, be speedily, but more importantly, Father, that all we do and all we say would again bring honor and glory to you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.